Songs about nothing good here on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata, and we're starting a little bit early because we have a very special reason for that. We, of course, had our usual theme song composed by Daphne Blue Underworld, and we had the new single from Daphne Blue Underworld, Kicking and Screaming. And if I'm not burying the lead, then I'm doing a terrible job in journalism school, because here is Daphne Blue Underworld, our guest for this afternoon.
Hello.
And you have... So, those of you who have not listened to a special guest show before, the idea is that, you know, our guest gets full control over the playlist, you know, with within the realms of decency, and I play button man, interviewer, but the tastes are all theirs. And so, Daphne, Lauren, if I may call you Lauren, thank you so much for joining us and spreading the good word. The show's going to be divided into, you know, bands you have come for your upcoming release show, bands that you like in the scene, and bands you like in general. So I guess to start off at the very beginning, where does this new album come from?
Oh boy, where does it come from? emotionally, physically, metaphysically. Wow, where does it come from? I feel like it comes from a lot of deep feelings of defiance and resignation simultaneously, which I think is still where I'm at somehow. It's like, have not moved past it. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of, that's the vibe. I am... pumped to bring it out into the world. I think I started writing this album in 2022. It always goes quite a, you know, it always takes quite a while from when I start writing it to when it comes out. So it's like sometimes I, you know, it's like, oh, this feels so old, you know, but, and it does in a way, but it also feels new because most of the songs I actually haven't played live at all. So.
Well, and this, and if I remember correctly, if you recently released a video celebrating Kicking and Screaming, the first single from the new album. What's the new album called, by the way?
The new album is called Memory Palace.
Yeah. Love it. And I had a hand in helping bring that that video into the world. I play the role of the tennis coach.
If you want yes.
to know more, look up the video. It was great to you know, spend time making it. And... What do you have planned for marking the release yet? By way of getting into our first block of songs.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So the album comes out April 25th on the internet. Anywhere songs can be heard online. And I am releasing it May 1st at Deep Cuts with Grace Givert's C. Wet Rogers and Trip Sitter. It hasn't been announced on the internet yet, but it will be as soon as I personally make a flyer. That's the holdup. So that'll happen very soon. So April 25th, it drops just into the ether, I guess.
And so we've just gotten the official Great Songs But Nothing Good exclusive about what the lineup will be. And so by way of giving you total creative control of today's playlist, we have those three bands you mentioned, Grace Givert, See You at Rogers, Trip Sitter, all local bands, right?
All Massachusetts? Yes. Yep, all Boston, actually. Very, very local.
And we love celebrating our very vibrant scene, don't we?
We all do. Right.
So, first up, here's a number by Grace Givert.
Sabotage, is it odd if we beat the odds? I'm faded out, wide awake, hours old and my bones ache. There's someone new in your death, but I hope that I'll forget, cause I'm scared that I'll get used to you and go to bed alone. When I wake, the sheets are cold, melt to the windows overgrown. Look me in the eyes, the new, say I will not be forgotten. I'll stay right here in the bedroom that we fought in.
Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Get your car out of that gear.
Sitter with Rotten, See You at Rogers with Choked Up, and Grace Givertz with Espionage. These are all new singles, new releases, and these bands will be supporting Daphne Blue Underworld at the release show for her forthcoming album. And Lauren, do you want to remind us one more time of the name of the album and the deets of the date?
Yes, the album is called Memory Palace. And it is being released on April 25th on the internet / into the world in general. And the show is happening May 1st at Deep Cuts.
Most excellent. Well, soon Lauren's going to give us a taste of a new forthcoming single. But while she's getting in tune, I'm going to give you all a legally mandated PSA. It's the Tufts Archival Research Center. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford / Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m. and their walk-in hours are from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford. All right, so now I'm going to gently fade out the remix of The Magnificent Seven by The Clash and throw things over to Lauren. Lauren, how are you doing?
I am pretty well. I'd probably be slightly better if my tuner was behaving the way that I expect it to behave. Okay, I think we're good. It was just doing some weird stuff there for a moment, for a brief moment.
All right, well,
we're going to be okay.
All right, we're
going to make it.
All right, we are ready, we are eager, we are willing, we are your audience, and can you tell us the name of this song real quick?
This song is called Fake It, Make It.
Fake It, Make It.
And this song will be out April 4th. So this is the second single for my record. And I think this might be the first time it's ever been played anywhere. So, yeah.
All right, sports fans. Well, I'm gonna turn off my microphone, and you are in the safe, capable hands of Daphne Blue Underworld and their brand new forthcoming single. Lauren, it's all yours.
Why, thank you.
Try and catch me if you can. I knew from the day I ran. I had to get away. Tides may pull you.
Ladies and gentlemen and comrades beyond the binary, Daphne Blue Underworld with the new single, Fake It, Make It, world debut here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, your home for the freeformist of the freeform sounds. Lauren, that was fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks. It's a song with a lot of bass normally, so it's a little different, but
Every time I play it with an acoustic guitar, I'm just like, oh, it's so interesting.
So I very much enjoyed that. I know our listeners did, and I can't wait to hear what it sounds like on the album. So you should all get your butts out to the release show, which we'll be promoting even more after this next block of music. But in this block of music, you have chosen bands from the local scene that you are you're fans of. Would you care to identify them and, you know, what draws you to them? And if they were, and here's a bonus question, if they were a appetizer, what type of appetizer would they be?
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So there's just three songs that I was going to play. MK Naomi, which is admittedly another band I'm in, but I had to plug us because I genuinely really like us, and I feel like I would like us if I wasn't in it, if that makes any sense. If we were an appetizer, we would be probably like, ooh, you know what we would be? We would be like that, like, boba ice cream. You know that, like, Trader Joe's boba ice cream? Mm. It's like tea-flavored ice cream with boba.
Ooh, okay.
We would be like a little precious scoop of that in like an adorable like crystal dessert dish. And then Unseemlier is another kind of sister band. We share a bandmate with them as well. And if they were an appetizer, they would be like, I would say like some type of a vegan, like vegan, like beef, like spicy beef, like skewer type, mm-hmm. type, you know, finger food type thing.
Oh, like a what's it called? Like a tempura? Like what's that? What's a fake beef called?
Oh, like seitan beef. Yeah. It would be something like that. Like some kind of like spicy, savory on a stick. And then the other one. The other one that I was going to play is Thought Partner, and they're, I feel like they would be some type of, like, really strange, like, molecular gastronomy, something you can't, like, recognize. It's, like, something that's been through some cooking science, and it would be very small and very, you know, it would be, like an egg that tastes like an olive or something. Like, it would be something that you don't expect, I guess, I would say.
All right. And finally, we have Morita Vargas.
Oh, so she's actually not local. She's as unlocal as you can get. She's from Buenos Aires, so.
Okay, well, in that case, I realize I've shuffled my paperwork in front of me. But, you know, just to give the Morita Vargas their fair due, if Morita Vargas were appetizer, what would it be?
I think it would be some sort of, like, something that, like, you kind of can't tell if it's a dessert or, like, an entree. Like, something that's, like, sweet, savory, but also definitely with an edible flower on top. There's something about it that says edible flower to me.
You know what? I trust your judgment. We'll let our listeners be the judges. And if you have any bands and appetizers that you're fans of, please send them in on the back of a postcard. But I'm gonna turn things over to our your comrades in arms, MK Naomi.
We'll be right back.
Top to bottom, we had Daphne Blue Underworld with a live version of the new single, Fake It, Make It. That's a world exclusive for all of you Great Songs But Nothing Good heads out there. We then had MK Naomi with Tea Leaves from the single of the same name, Unseemlier, The Truth Is We Out Here from the EP of the same name, and Thought Partner with Trop Chug. And as we listened to the intermission music from Seven Samurai, composed by Fumio Hayasaka, let's talk about shows. Let's talk about the Scene Report, the meat and potatoes for your cultural stew. On my end, it's still the 9th, so that means that on the 10th at the Silhouette Lounge in Rat City, you can see The Simulators, Threat Level Burgundy, and Futon Lasagna. That's at 8 p.m., $10 at the door, and it's 21 plus, so bring those IDs, kids. On the 15th at The Rockwell in Davis Square, it's Thou Merciless Grave, Squally Green Thumb, Coffin Salesman, and Your Friends in Hell for Wrath of the Selkie 2. It's all the fun music and burlesque you could ever want in a black box theater. It's doors are at 7, music's at 8, 21 plus, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And then at the Silhouette Lounge in Rat City, Alston, Mass., on St. Patrick's Day, you could see The Recovering Catholics, a Coffin Salesman side project, along with The Only Humans and Friends of the Show, Time and Place. That's at 8 p.m., $10 at the door. But enough about what's going on from where I see it. Lauren, do you have any shows that you wish to remind us about?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of shows coming up, and I feel like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, tell you when all my shows are. But to be fair, the bands we're playing with at these shows are amazing. And so I want to plug them to support the bands we're playing with because I love them. So actually, the first one, 3:15, March 15th, at Faces Brewing, Oh the Humanity, Little Low, and One Fall. We share a bandmate with Little Low, and Kyle from OTH recorded our single and our upcoming EP. So, those are, it's all buds. I have one March 22nd at the Square Root in Roslindale, and April 10th at the Union Tavern with a touring band from the DC area called Ari Vox and the Sad Lads. And they're awesome. They're
I've seen them before.
Yeah, they're like a synth pop, like glam kind of band.
I definitely saw them at Faces once upon a time.
Oh, no way.
I believe
cool.
so.
Cool. Yeah, they
Don't miss these guys, folks. Don't miss them. Don't sleep on them.
Yeah, don't sleep on that. The songs are great. And it's like really fun. 4:12, MK Naomi has a show with Clover from Cheap City. It is one of her last East Coast shows because I believe she's moving to the West Coast.
Another one claimed.
And that's at Deep Cuts, and that should be cool. MK Naomi also has one 4:13 at Ralph's in Worcester with Hedge.
Nice.
And they're so fun. Hedge is so fun and so good.
Worcester crew, come through for that one. I will be grading your blue books based on this.
Ralph's is awesome, too.
$2 Genesee cream ales. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you need in life. In June, MK Naomi is going to release our EP, and we don't have details yet, but we're planning on June. So I don't want to, you know, open the surprise box too soon, but we're crossing our fingers for June.
Wonderful. Well, we all look forward to that. And as this background music comes to a close before we jump into our final block of music, one of the bands, MK Naomi, it's a band that you're a member of, and Death Wonderworld is your solo project. Just real quick, what do you find the difference to be between like performing solo and being in the band elements? You know, does the material come to you differently? Like, what's it?
Oh,
how, like, How do those two Laurens operate?
There are two Laurens fighting inside of me. M. Kenny Omi is a lot more collaborative. I do a lot of writing with Andrea, my bandmate. We do a lot of writing together. And Daphne Blue Underworld is really just kind of like my weird science lab. So I do collaborate, but there's, you know, it's usually just me doing experiments by myself. So.
Well, before we get to you walking us through this final block of music, I'm just going to say my laptop bag that I used to bring my laptop to the station, I have pins from various bands that I have gathered over the years. And I just want to lift up Lauren as the first person to achieve the hat trick of pins on my bag. So congratulations. You are a three-peat champion. And we're glad
we're always
glad to have you come through this part of the world.
Why, and, thank you.
And by way of celebrating that, why don't you talk us through these bands in our final block?
Oh wow! Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about Marita Vargas. My partner and I went to Music Research Library in Back Bay. I don't know if you've been there. It's like,
I have not.
It's a lovely record store. It's small. It's very highly curated. It's really cool. So they have a lot of great plants. So. We went there and I found this record there and I was like, I have no idea what this sounds like and I'm going to buy it. This is the thing I do a lot. I'll go to a record store and I'll like look through stuff and like if I read a description that's interesting or see something that looks interesting, I'll just like buy it like without listening to it. I'm like, I'm not going to go and like, oh, look at it on Spotify before I buy it. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'll spend $15 to $25 to take a chance on love. And this record rules. It rules so, so much. It's just, I can't even describe it. We're just going to have to listen. One of my serious favorites forever, the Supremes are on this list. Y Oak, also a serious favorite. Yukihiro Takahashi, just absolute masterpiece record, What Me Worry. So there's a song from that, and then a recent song that I just found out about, Zombie Chang Lemonade, which is I actually heard this in a record store in London that I was in. I can't remember what, Fonica Records.
Shout out Fonica.
Yeah, Fonica, if you're listening from across the pond. I heard this song and I was like, I gotta ask what this is because it's so cool. We can just go through the whole buffet.
All right, folks, get ready for a trip through the multilingual, multi-locational mind of Daphne Blue Underworld and her meticulously curated playlist right here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. First up, Marita Vargas.
I'm Yeah.
All right, that is Yukihiro Takahashi with Disposable Love from 1982's What Me Worry. Before that, we had Wyoke with Holy Holy, Zombie Chang with Lemonade, and Morita Vargas with Garganta from the album 8. All of these were picked up by our guest this week, Lauren, a.k.a. Daffy Blue Underworld. Thank you for coming in, playing, spending time with us, and shooting the bull. And
thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
And before we throw it over to the last song that you picked for this show, I'm going to remind the listening audience one more time about those upcoming dates.
Oh, boy. Memory Palace is my next record. It is out on April 25th, and I have a release show May 1st at Deep Cuts.
Fantastic. All right. I'll see you all at Deep Cuts, and we should have a show next week. I'll be flying in from Chicago. Should be able to get to the station on time, but if not, tune in at a later date for more of the same, except slightly different. And now we're going to throw over to the one, the only, the Supremes. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.